Vitamin A deficiency can lead to blindness and death from serious illness. The World Health Organization estimates as many as 250,000 children die because of it each year, and twice that many lose their sight. It's the result of poor diets. Many people around the world survive on filling but nutrient-poor staple crops because they cannot afford to buy the fruits, vegetables, and animal products that would provide the nutrients they need. That's why people should eat more orange-fleshed sweet potatoes, says Jan Lowe with the International Potato Center, a major global research institute.
One root a day would get you set for vitamin A.
Lowe says sweet potatoes are a familiar crop in parts of Africa, but the varieties grown there are typically white or yellow and low in vitamin A. And there's another problem.
We do have an image problem with sweet potato in general in sub-Saharan Africa. It is seen as the crop of the poor.
Lowe says poor women often rely on sweet potatoes to feed their families when the maize crop fails. To make orange sweet potatoes acceptable to a wider audience, she says you have to make people want it. And that means advertising and marketing.
Look at Coca-Cola. They market. You know, there's a product out there that has managed to spread to the remotest corners of the world through marketing. Why aren't we doing that with good food crops?
Mama Steven, ngatoli musagalu kobaire chi.
Steven ino mulwaire atenga munafino.
In this radio ad, a man tells his neighbor with the sick child about the orange sweet potato. He tells her it has vitamin A that helps fight diseases, makes you strong, clears your skin, and makes you look healthy. The ad is just one part of a research project studying how to introduce this healthy vegetable into the diets in Africa. The project ran in 4 districts in Mozambique and 3 in Uganda. In remote areas where radio does not reach, they got the sweet potato message out in community theater performances, complete with singing, dancing, and storytelling. And everywhere they went, promoters wore orange t-shirts and hats. They painted billboards and market stalls orange. They drove orange vehicles. When I met Jan Lowe at a conference in Washington, D.C., she was wearing an orange dress.
Orange color actually proved to be a very effective tool for building up an orange brand to promote the sweet potato and become associated with good health.
They even came up with slogans to include in all their marketing efforts.
In Mozambique, we use the phrase, "Doce que dá saúde," the sweet that gives health.
Lowe has not yet published research on what impact they are having, but she sees indications that the message is getting through.
The traders in the markets, they cut a little bit off the end of the sweet potato, and they make a little round piece of it, and they stick it on top. And as you're walking by, they say, this is the vitamin-rich one. This is the vitamin-rich one.
I think actually it will work. I think it'll work without too much difficulty.
That's Dan Gustafson, head of the Washington, D.C. office of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. He says the history books are littered with well-intentioned efforts to introduce crops that produce more or resist diseases or have some other benefit.
And most of those have ended in failure.
Gustafson says those efforts failed because they did not take into account what consumers wanted. But the difference between orange sweet potatoes and the sweet potatoes African consumers already eat is not that big, he says.
I think it's because you've got advertising and you've got a difference that isn't radical that I think it will work.
Gustafson believes that with the help of advertising, orange-fleshed sweet potatoes really can improve health in some of the world's poorest places. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.